never filtered, always fun.
I'll tell you what,
I like
my hair. I don't want to be bald. I would spend up to, I think, $300,000 to $400,000 to get a salad put on my head.
$400,000.
I would go to my financial guy and say, I need 400 cash. I'm buying a hairdo.
This is Overdrive with Hayes, Noodles, and the O-Dog on TSN 1050. Baby, I'm sorry.
Jerry Jones says players who disrespect flag will not play. The same guy that was kneeling with the boys about 2 weeks ago.
I don't know.
What?
I don't see how this is going to work for him. I can't imagine this is going to work for him.
Here's a question.
But does it not feel like Donald Trump called him and said, I don't know what the hell you're doing, but you need to stop
this? Oh, there's a reason he's doing it.
There's like, something,
Mike
yeah.
Pence left a football game yesterday.
Which was the most ridiculous publicity stunt of all time.
Is anybody giving Adam Silver crap? Like, that's the NBA, pretty strict rule.
Yeah, the NBA, like, that nobody, kind of flew under the radar.
I was just going to say, like, we're all up in arms and soapboxes and all sorts of outrage and all that for NFL, and people are upset that the Pittsburgh's going the White House and all that. Why does the NBA get a pass?
Yeah, I'm not sure how that came about because it was very underreported.
Press conference about it.
Well, they sent out a league-wide memo saying that the rules are... You stand. Like, we're not, you're not allowed to protest or what have you during the anthem. Which I guess, you know, technically you can put whatever you want into the league rules. You own it. It's a private company.
But what they spun it as to, we're going to do this, but you can have other, use your other platforms to protest or do whatever, but this is the standard. And it's amazing because Adam Silver is known as a progressive guy and a guy who's put his foot down and stuff. Everyone gave him a pass.
But he's also, I think what came out of that was he also ultimately, like every other commissioner, is just a lapdog for the owners.
Exactly.
So when they come out and speak and they say something, sometimes we give too much credit to the commissioners because of their progressiveness, because of their approach to different topics. But a lot of times, all they're doing is they're bidding for the owners.
They're an extension of the owners.
They're an extension of the owners. They are the lapdogs for the owners. They are the voice box for the owners. I doubt Adam Silver really wants to fight that fight because it's one he can't lose. 90% of the league is black.
Yeah.
If LeBron and Steph Curry and Kevin Durant, if they all kneel, what the hell is Adam Silver going to do?
Nothing.
Nothing. And the same thing with Jerry Jones. If Dak Prescott kneels, what's he going to do?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, Ezekiel Elliott. Like, if he decides, that's it.
Nothing. But Dak is the quarterback. Like, Dak Prescott is the face of the team. Rookie of the year last year. I don't think he's going to do it. I don't get the impression like the Cowboy players are intending on doing anything. But if they do, what's he going to do?
I always wondered that in sports. Like, the double standard. Like, there were some guys that were called up from the minors. They were 5 minutes late for a meeting. You're not playing tonight. But I wondered if Ronnie Francis was 5 minutes late for a meeting.
They'd find a way around it. He would get fined and a stern talking to. Believe me, it's like that in all pro sports. It's like that in the world. If you're, I maintain this, and I will stand by this statement.
Didn't Jerome Iginla sleep in?
Through a pregame, like through a nap or whatever, and almost missed warm-up or something like that early in his career. But he wasn't going to, they weren't going to make him miss that game. Sometimes you have to make a statement. And young guys, I think in Calgary, was it 2 years ago, Monahan and Goudreau, and I think Lance Boma were late for practice and they made a statement. But to your point, Brian, the best players, if Jerry Jones, who needs Dak Prescott, if Dak Prescott says, I'm kneeling, or I'm doing this, you're going to find the exemption. If Tom Brady decides to, you know, in Belichick...
There's a double standard.
There is a double standard for star players. There always will be. There's a double standard for great actors and actresses. Look at this.
Well, it also comes down to what you're actually doing. Like, if you're late for practice, that's on you. You're a dummy. You didn't show up on time. You slept in. Maybe you're out the night before. This has nothing to do with that. This has nothing to do with showing disrespect for your teammates or for your coaches. This is just about kneeling during the anthem when for the longest time no one was really paying attention to what was happening during the anthem. For the longest time no one cared. No one paid attention. And
I honestly,
the amazing thing about this is, the hypocrisy of all this is, that Kaepernick, what surrounded him was the idea that he'll be too big of a distraction. Look at the distraction that Jerry Jones just landed on his team. He just threw a grenade at his team for the whole week.
Yeah.
Because guess what? If you're a media guy, what are you asking Dak Prescott every day this week?
Are you going to kneel?
Are you going to kneel? What do you think of Jerry Jones telling you that you can't? Ezekiel Elliott. Every player on that team. And then then they're going to go up to the white players and say, what do you think of this?
Yeah,
what's going on here?
And if the white player says, I'm... Either way, you can't win.
You can't
win. Because 50% of whoever side you're on is going to land.
It's a gong show, what's going on here.
It really is a gong. Like, what is he going to do? Walk down and say, you get off the field, I saw you kneeling?
Exactly. And that's the thing. Like, it doesn't matter really what side of the aisle you're on. That Mike Pence stunt yesterday was so ridiculous.
And he sent out a tweet saying, I had to leave because I told the Trumpster that if they kneeled, I would be disrespected and I'd leave the building. And then Trump tweeted, he's like, I told Mike Pence if they kneel to leave the building.
It's been in the works for weeks. Send them up there.
The thing I thought was stupid, they were like, Pence tweeted out a picture of him at a game 2 years ago or 3 years ago. Yeah, if I tweeted out my support and I had a picture of me in that jersey, I would tweet that out. People are just looking to kick the guy in the nuts any way they can.
Yeah,
but
that was ridiculous, though. That was a 3-year-old picture.
I know, but he didn't say, this is me today at the game.
Okay,
he said,
but
this
is
me showing support for the team.
That's what he was insinuating.
I know,
we're here, and we just want to be fans, and we can't be fans. It looks like we have to leave now.
The problem is? This is wasting 7 minutes of our lives having to talk with this nonsense.
But that's the problem,
though. Are we on, TV immediately?
No, we're streaming, but for some reason it's on the TV up here. Like, I guess the in-house feed or whatever.
Oh, great.
I don't want to be on TV at all.
I'm sweating like I just ate a full turkey.
It is a hot box in this room right now. It is easily 30, 31 degrees in the studio. It is disgustingly hot. I just came from my parents'.
Did you feed?
Oh, did I feed?
Did you bring in anything?
No, I didn't bring anything, which was...
I was offered a feed bag,
dude,
and I actually turned
it down. That's a joke.
I turned it down, too. Dude, I still got the bad pin. Like, I'm sitting on my ass all weekend. I can't exercise. I can't walk. I can't move. All I'm doing is eating. I got to try to keep it on the rails here.
Steph's dad, I was out in Mississauga eating like I'm going to the chair. And Steph's dad just literally said, like, I'll send some food for you tonight. And I said, I can't do it because... I just, for a warm-up, it's cannelloni. For a warm-up.
Mm-hmm.
You know Italian families will throw a little lasagna or cannelloni at you. Then you start in the ham. Then you start in the turkey. And then the dessert. 12, whatever different pieces of pie. And it's just ridiculous.
Someone just tweeted me saying, what about the double standard for coaches? What if Bill Belichick was caught blowing stuff up his nose?
That story, what a weekend for the NFL. I mean, we're going to get to the Leaf game tonight and the Leaf game over the weekend, but someone sent this tweet out last night. This whole weekend was a sideshow, and this is why, even when people say, because you see polls now that the NFL is not the most popular sport anymore. I don't buy that for a second. It is the best soap opera going. We live in the Kardashian era. We can't get enough of this stuff. This is more proof that the majority of fans treat these guys just like they're actors and they're there simply for our entertainment because injuries piled up over the weekend and all that is just water cooler material.
Yeah.
People are freaking out that their fantasy teams are thrown off a cliff here. But that Dolphins assistant coach, the O-line coach, what's his name again?
Chris
Forrester?
Chris Forrester.
Like that?
He resigned today.
He had to resign. That was a must resign.
You literally just go and clean out your desk.
Dude, what I didn't understand was this guy took a video of himself doing lines of blow, but he was 2 minutes before a meeting.
He sent it to a ripper.
Yeah, sends it to a peeler who I believe was in Vegas. And
then she decides
she went viral with it to make a statement on behalf of social injustice, and then she took it down. It's crazy.
He's an idiot, first and foremost.
Oh, there's no denying who the...
she's just as big an idiot.
No, she's not. No, she's not.
For putting it out there?
Dude, you don't record yourself.
I know.
Every
others will ruin you every time.
But that's
do you remember the presidential suite in Ottawa?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. But that's
I got
on,
rinsed.
But that's on you, and that was on this guy. Because if you're putting your faith in a peeler in Vegas who is not with you because she finds...
I don't appreciate you saying that.
All right, I'll separate you. You're different than this cat.
Aloha would have never done that to you.
Aloha no. never would have treated you with the disrespect.
It wasn't Aloha.
But this is why guys are so stupid. We're all the same. You think the peeler actually wants to talk to you yeah. and actually likes you. Yeah. You walk away. Like, this guy's like, oh, I miss you so much. He's probably like... you stop paying me,
yeah.
so now this is the way it's going to work.
I've got five other dudes, and you're out.
But
you're
this
out.
Is going to out you. So what do I care about you
this
anymore?
This is why I think she's an idiot. What does she accomplish? Like, she comes out and says, for social injustice, she's an idiot.
I'm not disputing that, Noodles, but he is the primary idiot.
I 100%
she is nowhere
agree.
Close to the idiocy of this guy.
I think
imagine putting your life and your...
this guy made $3 million a year.
He was a sought-after commodity yeah. this year. There were reports last night, teams all over the league were trying to poach him, and Adam Gase and the Dolphins were waving them off. Like, no, you can't meet with this guy. Okay. He's our guy.
All right, well, here's a question for you. A year from now, when this blows over...
nice.
No pun intended.
Nice.
Would this guy be a candidate to be hired?
I don't know if
he
could
ever
gets
a
back.
Job again.
I don't know.
Why?
Because
you know
he
what?
Gets a job.
I'd say he gets a job because he comes out and says, I've had treatment. I made a mistake. He owned it today and said, I'm going to get help.
But
so
it's,
are you ever going to forgive a guy who...
Well, it's not me. It's not my place to forgive.
Somebody on Twitter posted an article saying, this man is addicted to cocaine and strippers.
That's true, though.
He's not the first one to fall into that black hole. You know, he's not the first guy to go down that road, yeah. but he is one of the higher profile individuals we've come across.
I do agree with you with one sense, like trusting appeal with that vid.
It's what are you doing?
Idiocy.
What?
It's complete idiocy.
Like, you shouldn't be doing that anyway. Like, right. no one's condoning that. It
I
happens.
Don't think
let's
you should
not
be
naive.
Snorting four lines of coke before a coach's meeting.
Of course not. I mean, the guy was asking to get yeah. caught. Clearly, he was on edge,
begging for something,
yeah. begging for someone to catch him. But the idea of sending that to a ripper in Vegas and then thinking, okay, that thing will never show.
I think he actually said, "Okay,
anywhere.
Baby, I got to go into the meeting now."
Yeah, he yeah. did.
He was like promoting, like how wild he was
yeah,
and crazy.
Yeah,
he's like, "Whenever I do
player.
This, I think about you." I'm like, this guy.
And then
is
he said,
crazy.
"Doing it
how
off
romantic
of,
is
I
that?"
I remember in that last part where he's like,
"Oh yeah,
doing it off of something else."
He went, "It was not safe for work to begin with," and then it went.
What did
way
he say at the end?
The
you didn't see that? Do you want the trans? We'll have to say it to you off air.
We'll let you see it later. But let me get to this headline. This was courtesy of ESPN.com around midnight last night. Kevin Seifert, who works for ESPN. These were the top NFL headlines as of like midnight last night or even early this morning. Texans defensive end J.J. Watt fractures leg out indefinitely. Huge yeah. story. J.J. Watt, one of the most popular, well-known players in the league.
Yeah.
That was tough to watch. He was in tears getting off the field.
Too.
They were milking the ambulance shots. Did you see the ambulance shots with J.J.?
I was waiting for the Sam...
the Sam Rosen. He's going to fall off the gurney. But J.J. Watt out. This is the best. Dolphins assistant in video snorting powder.
Yeah.
Like we don't know exactly what that was. Jerry Jones, Cowboys who disrespect flag won't play. Chiefs Reed, tight end Travis Kelce had trouble remembering. Kelce's been a beast this year. He's one of the top two or three tight ends in the league.
Yeah.
He's
with
out
Kansas
with a concussion in Kansas City. Raiders left tackle Penn confronts fan in the parking lot. Did you see that? The Oakland
no,
Raiders?
I didn't see that. I
so,
missed that.
This was
there's
almost
so many
like,
storylines.
This was like a Ponzi key, scheme from the fan. You got to find the details on
okay,
this. This was fascinating. So it turns out a fan, I guess, had approached Donald Penn, I believe is his name, their left tackle, like a yeah. while ago to get a picture with him. And before the game yesterday, he posted on Facebook, essentially, he was going to go and try to instigate something with him.
Right.
And Penn was driving out of the stadium, and he threw something at his car. And Penn got out and confronted him, and security got in front of it, and the guy was ready to fight, and he was looking to fight. And anyway, there's video. It's all over the place. Yeah, but it sounds as if this idiot fan was doing it to sue him if he hit him or whatever and cause a stir. And it's just crazy. And then the final headline is Odell Beckham Jr. breaks his ankle as the Giants fall to 0-5.
Wouldn't you think that would be number one?
But it got dropped so far down the list because it was a 1 o'clock story.
You've got a coach doing blow on video.
That was number two after J.J. Watt.
Or Oxy or whatever. I mean, people were saying, I read some of the comments. People were like, there's too much chunks in there for blow. I think that's Oxy.
All the experts out there.
There was literally a guy who was like breaking it down on Deadspin.
Crazy.
It was awesome.
But what a weekend.
Like, football is big in Miami, but would it be worse if it was Toronto and that was a Maple Leaf coach? Like, how big would that be?
I thought you were going to say cocaine is bigger in Miami. No. I thought that's where you were going with that.
I kept thinking?
I don't know. The Dolphins are big, but Miami's a weird town.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what the Toronto equivalent would be. I don't know.
So do you think all the reporters and everything is, like, would be surrounded the practice facility now for the
in Miami, for sure. You've got to get answers from the head coach and everyone.
We forgot Jay Cutler and their players getting booed. Like they were.
Oh, yeah.
Jay Cutler, man.
He's such a jackass.
He's brutal.
Did you see his sound afterwards?
Yeah.
He's like, we are brutal. Whatever we scored tonight. He had no idea.
It's unbelievable to see.
And they won.
Yeah, I know. The Jets won again. Like the NFL, Aaron Rodgers, that Cowboys game was unbelievable.
Was ridiculous.
No one's even talking about that.
Well, we need that sound.
I almost bet on that game.
How about Roethlisberger's comments?
Roethlisberger, he was like, I don't know if I'm done or not.
That honestly is the most shocking thing I've ever heard a future
Isn't
Hall
that what
of
he
Fame
said?
Player
He's like,
say.
I don't even know if I can play anymore.
Do we have the clip from Roethlisberger? Here's what he said postgame, and keep this in mind. At home, he threw 5 picks to Jacksonville, and this is what he said postgame.
I'm not playing well enough.
Why is that?
Don't think so, but maybe I am. Maybe I don't have it anymore.
I don't have it anymore.
A lock future Hall of Famer. One of the grit grinders of all grit grinders. A guy who's been beaten up his whole career, but he's been to Super Bowls. He's won rings.
Yeah.
And he comes out after a game and says, maybe I don't have it anymore.
Yeah.
That is shocking. On any other week, that's the biggest story we've ever come across. It doesn't even make the mentions on ESPN.com.
Like,
it's not even in the top 6 or 7 stories.
That story about the coach, all I could think of, do you remember Chappelle when Dave Chappelle imitates Rick James? And he's got that, like, cocaine is a serious drug.
It's a hell of a drug.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
That's Rick James
in the video. All I could think of, When I watched that, I was like, this guy is just flushing his life down the toilet right there, or up his nose.
But here's the amazing thing, Noodles. If he didn't send that video, the world would never know.
Never.
Like, and now the investigation, if I'm in Miami, it's like, did people know that this guy was doing this stuff? And they're like, he's such a good coach.
It's the same as anything in life. You can have your fun and do whatever you want to do, but you get caught, you're in big trouble.
No question. But wouldn't you think you would pick up on that?
Well, if two guys go to a bar every day and they get cocktailed up and they're having a good time. The one guy walks home and the other guy drives home and gets it impaired. The one guy is a total alcoholic and he's got big time problems. He's got to get help. And the other guy goes home to bed and he gets up and goes to work in the morning.
Until you get caught, people treat you like you're 100%. But how could you not pick up on that? Some guy is doing rails before meetings. Wouldn't you be like, wow, Chris is jumpy.
But
like, this is weird that he's yelling
and
screaming
for a prep meeting.
But maybe it's one of those things, and we say this all the time in life, the hockey world, sports world. Some of the things are the worst kept secrets. Here's a parallel story that Harvey Weinstein or whatever.
He was a bad boy.
But everyone knew about it. Everyone knew about it. It was like the worst kept secret in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, finally, somebody comes out and says, like, I'm not, the guy was whatever in
a
flower pot.
He's a creep.
Did you read the story?
But you know what? If he was a camera guy, he would have been caught years ago. He would have been outed.
But the thing is, he paid off 8 people. It's the worst kept secret, but all of a sudden, finally, somebody comes out. Now everyone piles on. We're like, oh, yeah, we knew about that. Like, it's, but this guy was printing money.
Mm-hmm.
In Hollywood, and had so much power.
It was the same thing with Gomeshi. in Toronto. I mean, they're now like I never knew him. I never worked at CBC, so I never paid attention to him.
Right.
But after everything went down, he started talking to people in the industry, and they're like, "Oh yeah, we heard about him a long time ago."
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, finally, well,
that's pretty sad.
Well, no kidding. But that's the society we live in. That's what happens.
But you hope things change. But I didn't, like, who was it? The big star lady came out today jumping on Weinstein.
Meryl Streep?
Meryl Streep. She probably knew about it 10 years ago. Where was her balls back then?
Yeah, why weren't you a hero at the appropriate time?
Because she's trying to distance herself from this guy because she's probably been intertwined with him for many years. Like, it's amazing how, it'll be amazing to see this coach, Forster, how many people away from this guy? Like, oh, didn't
I'm
know
saying
about this.
He gets
like,
a job. If he was that sought after, I'd say he gets a job.
Though. I just wonder though if Kaepernick in his situation has changed everything. If Kaepernick couldn't get another gig, think about the explanation you're going to have to lay on the line when you bring back this guy. Like, even if he's totally clean, and I hope he cleans up.
There's alcoholics and drug addicts that go to rehab and come out the other side, and they're talented people. Like,
I know, but the problem is, if it happens again, people are going to be like, what were you thinking?
Right. And listen, I'm all for second chances, and I don't know this guy personally. I don't know what he's been going with. We don't even know when it was videotaped. Maybe it was last year. Maybe I don't know all the details.
It kind of looks quite recent. Like, it kind of looks
based
like,
on his mugshot, his recent ones, it looks like it's...
Like, it looked like it was last week.
Yeah.
Like
it may have been a recent video. But I don't know. I just, the whole landscape of the NFL and the political atmosphere.
People drafted Laremy Tunsil. Miami drafted Laremy Tunsil.
But all he did was smoke weed.
I know.
You know, there's a significant leap up from weed to cocaine.
Are you going to judge between doing weed or coke?
Absolutely. Every day of the week. Marijuana is going to be, it's legalized. It's not the same. You can't bunch the two together.
No, but at that time, it still was an illegal drug, technically.
Right. But also, again, he's a player.
Right.
He was a kid. This guy's a grown man who's been in the league for a long time. I don't know. And
it's
I'm not saying I don't want to see him get another shot. I don't know him. It's not a part of my world. I don't really care what happens. But he had to resign or they were going to fire him. There was no way you could keep him around considering the current storm that's going on. Anyway, we'll keep talking NFL. Marcellus Wiley will join us this afternoon. We'll get his take on all of these stories.
There's so many stories.
There's so many NFL
we
stories.
We didn't even talk about Mike Pence.
Pence, we barely brought it up. But
just crazy.
Jerry Jones, I mean, that's huge. J.J. Watt and Odell Beckham Jr. done for the year. The Giants are 0-5. The Jets are 3-2. Imagine if I told you before the season started, a New York team will finish dead last, but it won't be the Jets.
We gotta
I've got
get
bad
Don
news
LeGrec
for you.
On.
We should get
we
Don
We gotta
on.
Get Don LeGrec on.
I've got bad news for you.
What?
I bought my first jersey yesterday.
Really?
And I think I'm wearing it snowboarding, not the Hayes jersey.
Okay, we'll come back and we'll get into that.
I will interrogate you on that. What jersey I bought.
All right, Leafs-Hawks tonight. The whole world's expecting 10-8. What are the chances we actually get a bunch of goals tonight? We'll look back on the Leaf win on Saturday night. Ray's coming up. He's calling the game. You can watch it on TSN 4. Hear it right here on TSN 1050.
Mulls is 8 Ryan Cokes deep in his garage with Larry. They're tinkering.
Yeah, he probably put that request in a long time ago.
Guy's smart.
It's a smart move.
He gets days off. He schedules them well. Because you know he's probably had a real nice weekend.
I love Thanksgiving, but if there was one thing I could flip with the States, it would be our Thanksgiving for theirs.
Why?
Why in November?
November? I would push it back beyond the summer a little bit more. This is too close to the summer, and they do the Thursday, Friday.
The best bar night in the USA is the Wednesday night in America because everybody's back in town from home.
And they just get gooned.
Oh.
And then the turkey dump happens the next day after they've
Have you guys been hearing any stories of the turkey dumps?
Couple people. Colton up in North York, he said, this is tough. I don't know if I even want to read it.
Come on.
Come on, Colton. We're all right. We're pulling for
you. I find this hard to believe, too. I don't want to believe this.
Really?
He said, I didn't get a turkey dump, But my girlfriend did cheat on with me, cheat on me with my best friend.
Ooh.
The same day as Game 7 in Boston. So that's like looking back on it.
Yeah,
that was a double header. That guy was up 4-1 thinking I'm feeling good.
Got a great girlfriend.
Got a great girlfriend. And the Leafs broke his heart. And then probably a few days later, he found out that...
Wow.
His best friend was mowing his lawn.
R.I.P., brother.
That's a tough one.
It is a tough one.
Yeah, if you want to send them in, go ahead. Do your thing. Someone texting into 105050 saying, I'm just trying to save the O-Dog. That's a strong no guy with the jersey over the jacket snowboarding. I guess he's saying that's not what we do anymore in 2017.
Well, I've got other news. I'm invading Montreal next weekend for the Saturday Nighter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if any Leaf fans are gathering together for a pregame anywhere. And I'll be wearing my new jersey, which is a number 34, Austin Matthews.
Really?
How did you pick that up?
I walked by with my girlfriend today, and I walked in the Leaf store inside, what is it, Union or whatever?
What, like Real Sports or whatever at the
UCC? No, just the one in the Air Canada Center.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So I looked at it, and I'm like... It's just a cool looking jersey. Like there's something about it. It's just
nice looking. Yeah, Leafs have a nice.
So my
jersey.
Girlfriend said, why don't you get one?" I'm like, "I used to play for the team on TV. Like, do I become jersey guy?" And I told the guy, like the guy knew me, and he pulled me aside. He goes, "Do you want one of these?" And I'm like, "I'm kind of thinking about it." He goes, "This is what he says. The one you're looking at's a medium."
So he let you know that.
Well, he was
didn't
like,
want to embarrass
dude, that
you.
Was like me, remember at the NHL store in Midtown Manhattan when I was still Pete, like yeah. I was Griff. Remember after the draft show and I walked in
well,
there?
Well, no, you were downsizing a lot. You weren't massive.
I wasn't huge, but I was still, you know.
You were probably 220 instead of 240.
Oh, more than that. I was more than that. And this guy, remember, he was like, these fit small, I think is the way he put it.
That's polite.
These fit small. That's a way of saying, dude, you're a giant. Like,
you're
probably shouldn't be in here.
Get over in the monster section.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it is.
What is that? Like, there's certain stores where you go in and it's like, you can't find clothes.
You go into a Diesel store. Diesel, it's all European cut, so it's all form-fitting and stuff. I want, like, something gritty. We're an XL, like a Mark's Work Warehouse. XL means XL, and that you can cover your plumber ass and your barrel
but
in XL.
It can go the opposite way. You go to the States, and you try to fit into like a large in the States. The thing is like a tarp.
Yeah.
Like they overcompensate.
Because it's big gulp sizes. That's
bit of a different
is.
Vibe down there. All right, let's investigate more on that. We'll get into the Leaf game in 2 minutes. So the Leafs are in action tonight. Chicago's in town. Usually Chicago's here on a Saturday night, but I kind of like this. Wrap up a long weekend with a big game. Leafs-Blackhawks.
It makes a Monday night game a lot more exciting.
This has Minnesota Wild, Florida Panthers written all over
exactly.
It.
Like a game from even an out-of-market. Like this has a Colorado, you know, usually a stench to it. Like a Monday night where you've had a huge Saturday night game against the Habs or... Like I say, a Chicago coming in. This is a big game.
Big game
tonight.
And
it's a real good meter, like testing meter for them on a lot of different levels. Because Chicago's, they look good. Like I've watched a couple of their games. They look good.
They look like they're out for redemption.
Yeah.
Right? Because people were putting the nail in their coffin because they got swept, because of the moves they made, because of maybe some of their players aging a little bit and the concerns over whether or not they've still got it. People here are going nuts, deservedly so, because the two games the Leafs have played have been thoroughly entertaining, and they scored 15 games. Chicago scored 15 as well, or 15 goals, I should say. But I think Babcock hit the nail on the head postgame. He said, yeah, it's awesome, but the Leafs have already given up 7 in two games, where Chicago's only given up 2.
This is where I think he's allowed to, because when you're winning, you can still dissect winning and saying, hey, we need to get better in this area because, you know, that game, they were already making plans for the bar after the first. Like, the game was over.
When it was 5-1, it was over. It felt like it was over.
And Lundqvist had enough. Like, he kept looking to the bench, like, get me out of here.
I would have left him in for the whole game because I was at the game. I was in the alum box. No penne pesto.
Ooh, that's a no guy.
And I had to do a little function for the second period, and I was signing some autographs and stuff, and I looked up at the scoreboard and it was 5-2, 5-3, 5-4, and I was like, what is going on? It was nuts.
Well, I think in retrospect they made the right move because Henrik played brilliantly last night. Like, he kind of stole 2 points.
I thought
he
was outstanding.
Played really well today. But he is the king of the daggers. King,
dude. He was looking in the first period. He was looking at the bench after three. He was like, I don't want
to
be in.
He wanted to fight Alain Vigneault. Like, that would not have shocked me if after the first they both were left in the room because he strangled Alain Vigneault.
But would you not have left him for the whole game? I would have left him in for the whole game. So, you know what? Suck on that one.
But you got to be careful. The guy is he's a legend.
Into the season.
He's a legend.
But I just saw him looking over at that bench, and I'm like, dude, you got to stop this crap.
He was bad, but the Rangers were brutal in the first.
Brutal.
They actually had.
I put on Twitter, I'm like, I am watching an ass beating right now like I've never seen. Then I wrote, this is no longer an out. It's tied.
5-5. And Freddie had to make two or three massive saves.
That right-to-left save back door.
And the Rick Nash 2-on-1 early in the third was a great stop.
He did. But, I mean, those are games where you find a way to get a win. You throw the game tape out for a little bit because I think Babs still wants to reinforce it. Rosen, I think, had a rough night. There was some guys who looked like they were back on their heels a bit.
Well, I saw some people on Twitter suggesting that maybe it's in their best interest to lose that game or have the Rangers storm back. No, you take the 2 points
win,
every day
and
of the
you
week.
Move on, but you learn from it because I like Babcock's comments. I had no problem with him saying, oh, you guys love goals. Yeah, but we still got things to fix. You're right, because they've given up 7 goals in 2 games. They need to be better defensively, but they know they can outscore their problems.
That's the truth. I mean, I thought the game on Wednesday against the Jets, it was a strange game because they took 8 penalties. I mean, that rarely ever happens. But I thought once they got through the first 15 minutes, they dominated Winnipeg.
Yep.
And Winnipeg ran into the same problem on Saturday against Calgary. We'll get to the Jets later this afternoon because they are a mockery right now. But I thought the Leafs played really well. Saturday was vintage 2016-2017. Like, it was blown leads, pond hockey, tons of goals. Freddie was sloppy, brilliant.
Do you not agree that 80s hockey is back?
Like, oh, it's way better, but I don't think it's going to continue all year. It's going to slow down.
Yeah.
Like, even last year, by the end of the year, the Leafs had slowed it down. They were winning low-scoring games.
Because just think this is just an early start and it's a blip on the screen?
This is 6 weeks of hockey that we see every year. It's just the Leafs have more potent of an offense or deeper offense now that they're able to expose it. But wait until team systems get tighter, new players settle into their new organizations and start to develop some chemistry with guys. We see it every year. High scoring and then coaches coach and they find a way to slow the game down or strangle the game. And down the stretch, we're going to see 3-2 games and 2-1s and 4-3s.
It always happens that way.
But early on,
But take advantage while you can.
Absolutely.
Like, I hope tonight is a shootout. That would be a blast because they're both loaded with talent.
Did you see a 6-5 game tonight?
I'll tell you what, that Buffalo Sabres team is getting their ass kicked right now. They're brutal.
They're
losing 6-1 again.
There's a lot of teams. It's so early. It's way too early to even get a read on what's going to happen by the end of the year. But this is an opportunity for the Leafs to get off to a good start.
Oh yeah,
rack up
and
points,
and don't even
look back because the Habs have been ugly out of the gate.
Yeah.
Buffalo's been ugly out of the gate. Boston hasn't been great without Bergeron, and Backes is out for a long time.
And then
Tampa
a couple of the
Florida
teams,
Tampa,
kind of
flip
flopping. But then a couple like Vegas is 2-0. Colorado is, I think, 2-1.
2-1 now.
Now, like,
but the Rangers off to an ugly start. Like, these teams in the East
that you expect
that
to be
you
a lot
expect
better.
More out of that you
just go
believe.
Montreal on this thing. Win 10 or 12 of the first 15, and you're in.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
That's why I'm saying don't get caught up in the hey, maybe if they lose one, that will be a good learning experience. Forget that.
Yeah.
Bank the points. And if I'm Babcock, I understand why publicly I'm saying certain things and why you've got to speak with the team and try to rail it in because
Absolutely.
You know it's not going to work come March, April, May, June. But don't ever undervalue 2 points. Don't ever undervalue
that's
2 points.
That's what you play for.
You like, play to win the game.
That's the thing that gets lost in all of this when people start to dissect the game a lot differently. yeah, they gave up too many scoring chances. Yeah, their possession was low, and they got to, when you play sports, you play to win, and then you work backwards from that. Yeah, absolutely. I agree. There are some warts in the Leafs game defensively right now. But would you much rather be 2-0?
Every day of the week.
Exactly.
Like, what if they lost 1-0, 1-0? Two brilliant defensive games.
Yeah.
But they're 0-2. I'll take 7-2, 8-5 every day of the week.
Like, there's teams that are struggling out of the gate even on the other side. San Jose is 0-2. Like, there are guys. But you're looking at teams like Detroit, all of a sudden 2-0.
Right. But those guys are going to come back to earth. The difference here with the Leafs is, this isn't shocking that they can score like this.
No.
This is expected. Like, I would feel different. Again, if I'm in Vegas, great story. They're off to a good start.
Right.
If you're planning playoff tickets and playoff plans, no, let's not get crazy. But for the Leafs, they're obviously not going to score 7-8 goals every night. But they're going to, if they're healthy, they'll finish top five in scoring.
Yeah.
100%.
Why wouldn't they do the same as this?
100%. And I wouldn't be shocked if they scored more than every other team in the league. Would not be shocked. That's almost expected. So it's not like it's one of those things where Freddie Anderson made 50 stops and then 55, and you're like, clearly that can't continue. Right. Yeah, 15 goals over two can't, but averaging a lot per game can and will. That's the kind of talent that they have. Zach Hyman with a beauty on Saturday night. Mike Babcock, I mean, that's his go-to guy. That is his project, his favorite player on the team. I believe.
I was right in front of me. I think he had a semi breakaway right before it.
He did. Lundqvist, which he created. He split the D. It was a beautiful move.
It was. And I'm like, God, that guy's got no finish. Then he goes and circles back and has an unbelievable patience move, and he buries it.
I fully believe this statement. Fully believe this statement. Babcock would much prefer, he would give back parts of his contract for Hyman to score more points than Matthews and Nylander.
Stop.
I believe that. I think he loves him more than any other player on his team. He speaks so glowingly of him. He attacks the media in general.
Yes.
He calls the media you people. Yeah. He said people.
He's Trump when it comes to protecting
Hyman. Hyman is his guy. If you went to him and said, hey,
Hyman is Finkel and Finkel is Einhorn,
you can pick, Mike. Hyman or Matthews gets more points. He'd say Hyman every day of the week. Every day of the week.
Stupid.
He wants Hyman to be so successful.
But I know what you're speaking.
He wants him to be so successful.
He does. But
which is good. I mean, he's a coach. That's the way. I think he sees himself in Hyman. Grit grinder, workhorse.
I thought he was a D-man. Wasn't
but my point is, he went the university way.
Yeah.
Probably
I played
wasn't
with
that
a
talented
guy that the coach loved, the GM loved, and he shocked me where it was almost a fightable offense. He had a birthday party, and he invited the coach and the GM. We're all walked in, and we're like, dude, what are you doing?
In the NHL?
Yes.
Oh, that's gross.
They showed up at this guy's house for his birthday party. And we're like, hello, we can't get goon now. Like, we're not having any fun. We're all leaving.
Was it Dallas Eakins?
No, I never played with him.
That would have been my choice.
I'm not saying who it was because it's so embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. Gutless. But I guess if it keeps you in the league, you'd invite him to every family event you can.
And he did.
Every Sunday, come over for
every
dinner.
Function that he had for the Carolina Hurricanes, the GM and coach showed up.
I'm going to find out who this guy
is.
Yeah,
we are going to like...
Bates Battaglia.
No.
Dude, no. Me and that guy would have naked card parties.
It wouldn't be Ziggy either, because Ziggy...
I almost yelled at my neighbors on a Tuesday night because they were drinking and causing noise downstairs, and I thought to myself, of all the times me and Bates Battaglia after a game... What we did, I can't do it.
Yeah.
I know. How quickly we forget when we age.
I
what
was
are
looking
you doing
down
being
there
loud?
You
like,
kids.
You kids.
Punks.
Meanwhile, we were the biggest degenerates on earth.
Yeah.
Ever.
Ever of all time. All right, Ray's coming up. He's calling the game tonight. Marcellus Wiley in about an hour. And we will get to Mow Your Lawn Monday. Tons of candidates coming
I
off
know
the weekend.
Mine.
We'll get to that next.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
Can we call you sometime, Pocahontas?
You got a number? Want some of this?
How about a little of that?
All right.
Mow Your Lawn Monday. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. All right, Mow Your Lawn Monday is brought to you by the Irv Pub, featuring made-from-scratch menu and a great selection of local craft beer in the heart of Cabbage Town. Stop by the Irv Pub. Say hi to Regan and Jackie. two of our favorites, our favorite pub in the city down on Carlton. We love it.
Hayes Burger coming.
I have now gone to Regan, and he's doing all of my food.
What do you mean? Like, you're going to set up shop there?
I pick up lunch and dinner from Reg.
Come on.
Yeah, I went and saw him last night before I went to dinner. I'm like, I want to start, I don't like cooking, so can you help me do some food? He's like, whatever you want. So after work tonight, I'm going directly to the Irv Pub and picking up my food for Tuesday and Wednesday.
So you're literally picking up a feed bag, courtesy of the Irv Pub.
Dude, I'm not getting seven bags of fries.
I was just going to be like, you're going to have chicken fingers and fries?
No.
And
what's he mixing up for you?
And protein. Salads, protein.
Wow.
I'll bet you it's such a nuisance for them. They're probably so rattled.
They're like, we're cooking this guy.
Do you think he would
now.
Do it if it was an...
I don't know. He's such a good guy. Yeah, he's probably like, guy. Yeah, he's a fan of the show. He likes you. I guess I can hook it up, but... Okay. We'll see where that goes. How long is that relationship going to last?
Well,
why do you act like I'm the biggest goon you've ever met in your life?
I've just never heard of that before.
Sponsorship because
I've never heard of going to a pub.
By the way, like, I'm paying for this.
Of course you are.
You're paying. You're not asking for a freebie. My worry is that...
You guys think... What do you think I'm getting? Eight burgers and eight sets of fries?
Some of the food stays in the trunk.
He's a three-day-old burger from the trunk. Okay, let's see where it goes. I'm curious.
I'll show you guys tomorrow. Right. I'll show you the food and how nice it is. And
I'm sure it will. He makes great food.
All right, who's mowing lawns on Monday?
I've got one.
Go ahead.
I've got one.
Go ahead.
He's ugly as sin, but you know that he is mowing lawns because Ovi's got seven goals in two games.
Oh, it's so gross.
I called that game the other day where he scored the hat trick, and I was texting you guys the other night. I'm like, Ovi's got one. Ovi's got two. It was ridiculous. Like, he can't stop scoring, which is awesome.
Nobody cares about anybody's fantasy. I had a chance to pick him twice, and I passed on him. Twice!
That's on you, then.
He's the greatest
goal scorer, potentially, of all time.
I know
time.
That, but...
I think Marty Baron took him in the TSN fantasy pool.
Did you see him down the stretch and in the playoffs? I'm like, he's fading. I didn't think he was going to do this.
He's
got seven in two games.
Man, the guy's got pride, and I think... If this guy was Canadian, there'd be streets named after
him. He's a brilliant player. Who you got?
Go ahead.
This is going to be a strange one, but hear me out,
hear
okay?
You out.
Reverse bar play. Connor Hellebuck in Winnipeg. Because Steve Mason is brutal.
Has stunk so bad.
He's so bad that Hellebuck is now basically
Mick
Jagger.
So he should just go to the bar and say, I'm not Steve Mason.
Guess who's not Steve Mason? Right here, Connor Hellebuck.
Well, he's got his work cut out for him tonight, I'll tell you that.
Mason has been an absolute disaster. Edmonton didn't look great on Saturday, and now they're in Winnipeg tonight, or Winnipeg's in Edmonton.
My guy that's going to the bar tonight to mow your lawn is Chris Forrester.
Stop it.
No, he's
got
not.
A bag full of tricks. He's got a bunch of cash, and he will mow your lawn.
He's not mowing anybody's
lawn. Yeah, he is.
I'm putting the toilet seat on his head.
No.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
He's coming up tomorrow, and he will not be thought of highly.
Play that again.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Chris Forrester
at the Brass Rail right now mowing your lawn.
In Miami? He better stay away from the Peelers. If that guy goes back, he's an idiot.
It cost him a ton of money.
All right, Ray's coming up. Marcellus Wiley later in the afternoon. Overdrive continues on the TSN Go app.